speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Well, this is what hubris looks like. Apple head honcho Tim Cook recently tweeted, "We must keep fighting for the kind of world we want to live in. On this hashtag data privacy day, let us all insist on action and reform for vital privacy protections. The dangers are real, and the consequences are too important." They're real, all right, thanks to Tim Cook and Apple. Tim Cook's ridiculous tweet unraveled as a 14-year-old discovered a spy glitch on Apple's FaceTime app, as the Apple Insider reported. Reports of a massive FaceTime flaw surfaced on Twitter. Present in current versions of iOS, the bug enables a FaceTime caller to eavesdrop on a recipient device's audio, even if that person does not answer. Camera access is also granted if the recipient interacts with hardware buttons on their iPhone, for example, pressing the power button to decline the call. Perhaps most troubling was the relative ease at which the bug is exploited. A nefarious party simply calls another FaceTime user and manually adds the originating number to the call as a third party. Once added, audio from the recipient's device begins streaming without an indication that a call is live. As news of this glitch spread, Apple's earnings this quarter didn't meet expectations. The Motley Fool reported, "Huawei has displaced Apple as the second largest smartphone company globally thanks to its strategy of offering feature-packed premium phones at lower price points when compared to Apple's lineup." Of course, Huawei has its own privacy issues. And if that wasn't enough to prove that privacy is dead on arrival, TechCrunch reports, desperate for data on its competitors, Facebook has been secretly paying people to install a Facebook Research VPN that lets the company suck in all of a user's phone and web activity. Meanwhile, as Reuters reported, a team of former U.S. government intelligence operatives working for the United Arab Emirates hacked into the iPhones of activist diplomats and rival foreign leaders with the help of a sophisticated spying tool called Karma. In a campaign that shows how potent cyber weapons are proliferating beyond the world's superpowers and into the hands of smaller nations, Tim Cook's high and mighty Twitter plea for privacy protection is a complete joke.
"And as we showed this year, we won't give a platform to violent conspiracy theorists on the App Store."
However, Apple is facing lawsuits from concerned citizens, as Apple Insider reported. According to court documents, Larry Williams II said an intrusion occurred as he was taking sworn testimony during a client deposition. It is presumed that Williams received a call as he conducted a deposition via FaceTime. But it appears that as the Department of Justice and Capitol Hill delivers swift penalties to China's invasion of privacy.
"First, I am announcing that a grand jury in Seattle has returned an indictment that alleges 10 federal crimes by two affiliates of telecommunications corporation Huawei Technologies. According to the indictment, in 2012, Huawei began a concerted effort to steal information about a robot that T-Mobile used to test mobile phones. In an effort to build their own robot, Huawei's engineers allegedly violated confidentiality and non-disclosure agreements with T-Mobile by secretly taking photos of the robot, measuring it, and even stealing it."
Silicon Valley continues to violate not only our First Amendment rights, but our basic right to privacy with little repercussions other than David versus Goliath level lawsuits. Furthermore, this shows that totalitarianism isn't thousands of miles away in Asia. It's right here in the good old United States of America. John Bound reporting.
John Bound for InfoWars.com. You can find that report at InfoWars.com. You can find this stream at InfoWars.com/show. Send that out to all your friends. Let's get started. On the other side, big news day. Don't go anywhere. This is the David Knight Show.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
Truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is Thursday, January 31st, 2019. This is Harrison Smith sitting in once again for David Knight, who continues to recover from his unexpected heart attack. We're hoping that he'll be back next week, but we're going to play it by ear, so I might be joining you for a little bit longer. But I'm so glad that you're here joining us, whether that's at Infowars.com/show, whether we're coming to you through the air, over the radio, or through your TV set, through your cable box. Thank you so much for being with us. And please send this link out to everyone that you know. Get this message out there. This is the truth behind what's going on in this country right now. And I told you earlier in the week that I'm working on a report called The Democrats Go Local. And they already have. Let's just say they already have. They basically have decided that achieving things at a national level is too difficult with President Trump getting in their way and, putting a stick in their spokes. And so they've gone to the local level. And so, of course, now we have Colorado Senate passing a bill to essentially eliminate the Electoral College. We have, just all sorts of stuff at the local level of governors doing certain things and states basically overruling the national dictates from the national government, but not in a way that would be consistent with states' rights, in a way that is sneaky and manipulative, and they're getting it under the radar because people aren't paying attention while their eyes are distracted by Trump and the national debate. These Democrats are moving in, and these socialists are moving in to the offices, the local offices at the state, city, local level, and turning things over to socialism and to unrestrained democracy, tyranny of the masses, lowest common denominator, mind control, manipulation of the wide swath of the population. And what they're using this tactic for, what they are using their power for, is nothing less than stomach churning. It is disturbing beyond belief, and it is increasing in its rapidity. Now, we covered on this show the fact that New York City recently passed an abortion bill that called the Reproductive Health Act. Caused the One World Trade Center and other landmarks to be lit up pink on Tuesday, as if they won the Super Bowl. And I was watching Owen Benjamin the other day, and he pointed out that you can see old pictures in the 1950s with the skyline of New York City, and every building is lit up with a cross on it. It's just a sort of a sea of giant illuminated crosses soaring above the sky, and that was the country we used to have. Now our skyscrapers are lit up pink to celebrate virtual infanticide. Because, of course, as I'm sure you know, the Reproductive Health Act, Orwellian name of this, is legislation that allows non-doctors to conduct abortions and allows the procedure to be done up until the mother's due date if a woman's health, including mental health, is endangered. Absolutely sick is tantamount to infanticide, eliminates all of the, in my opinion, arbitrary, but heretofore, mainstream and established benchmarks as to when abortions were to be allowed. has basically eliminated all of those. Well, not one to be left behind in the dystopian hellscape that is the modern world. Virginia comes back with a even more ambitious bill. And of course, there was controversy on Tuesday when one of the sponsors for the bill, Virginia Democratic Senator or delegate, Kathy Tran, one of the sponsors, sparked outrage when she was asked at a hearing if a woman about to give birth and dilating could still request an abortion. And she said, yes, it would allow that. Yes, if the woman is in labor, that's no reason not to kill the baby she is giving birth to. As stomach-churning as that is, yesterday, Wednesday, January 30th, Governor Northam, Virginia governor, went on a radio show and gave an interview that essentially, I mean, they're disputing this. They're saying, no, this isn't what he said, but I'll show you the clip right now. And it is, in my opinion, undeniable that this man is advocating for, justifying, and trying to act like it's perfectly normal to commit infanticide. Post-birth abortions. This is Virginia Governor Ralph Northam on a local radio show. Let's play that.
There are no exception. There was a very contentious committee hearing yesterday when Fairfax County Delegate Kathy Tran made her case for lifting restrictions on third trimester abortions as well as other restrictions now in place. And she was pressed by a Republican delegate about whether her bill would permit an abortion even as a woman is essentially dilating, ready to give birth. And she answered that it would permit an abortion at that stage of labor. Do you support her measure and explain her answer?
Yeah, and I wasn't there, Julie, and I certainly can't speak for Delegate Tran, but I would tell you, one, first thing I would say, this is why decisions such as this should be made by providers, physicians, and the mothers and fathers that are involved. There are, you know, when we talk about third trimester abortions, these are done with the consent of obviously the mother, with the consent of the physicians, more than one physician, by the way. And it's done in cases where there may be severe deformities, there may be a fetus that's non-viable. So in this particular example, if a mother is in labor, I can tell you exactly what would happen. The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mother. So I think this was really blown out of proportion. But again, we want the government not to be involved in these types of decisions. We want the decision to be made by the mothers and their providers. And this is why, Julie, that legislators, most of whom are men, by the way, shouldn't be telling a woman what she should and shouldn't be doing with her body.
And do you think multiple physicians should have to weigh in, as is currently required? She's trying to lift that requirement.
Well, I think it's always good to get a second opinion and for at least two providers to be involved in that decision, because these decisions shouldn't be taken lightly. And, and so, you know, I would certainly support more than one provider.
All right. Let's go back to the phones now for the governor. We're going to talk now with Mike, who's calling.
So there you go, folks. That's it. Post-birth abortion. They would allow the baby to be born. They would keep it comfortable, as they say. And then what? Allow it to die? It's too early to start yelling. I recognize that. So I'm just going to quote Senator Ben Sasse, or Sass, I'm not sure how you pronounce his name, Republican from Nebraska. He says, this is morally repugnant. In just a few years, pro-abortion zealots went from safe, legal, and rare to keep the newborns comfortable while the doctor debates infanticide. Says, I don't care what party you're from. If you can't say that that's wrong, you can't say it's wrong to leave babies to die after birth, get the hell out of public office. And of course, they frame it in the framework of women's health, because they are manipulating low IQ, emotional people who cannot
break out of the mental prison that the mainstream establishment and the political elites have them in. I mean, I don't know what to say, but I mean, I don't know what is more disturbing to me. I mean, we literally have a story on Infowars.com about China and Russia preparing for blackout warfare with super EMP bombs. We're talking about world war, nuclear war, on a scale of just mass death, planet-wide die-off. I'm more concerned about this. I'm more concerned about this. This might kill everybody, China, Russia. This means our souls are already dead, okay? When we have governors arguing in favor of infanticide, God is gone.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
There was once a time, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not even sure if it existed while I have been alive. Maybe this predates me and most millennials. But there was a time, I know because I've read the transcripts, I've heard the debates, where men and women running this country would seriously debate topics of the utmost importance, including things like abortion, gun rights, all these different things. And the debate would be grounded in principles. It would be two, you know, moral stances. It would be trying to come together to find an appropriate middle ground. You know, just taking abortion, for example, you know, there was a time, I remember it, when it was, well, it's a necessary evil. Well, it's for the women's health, and well, it's for rape victims, or well, what about, you know, this? And then you can sort of debate and go, well, I think it's morally repugnant to kill a baby in the womb. And the other, you know, and then, but then you could counter that with, well, if the woman's life is at risk, is it worth? I mean, there are areas of, you know, there's gray areas, there's areas of uncertainty that you can kind of work out and hammer something out. And at the end of the day, you both recognize that you're trying to preserve life. You're trying to continue life. You're trying to not commit evil at any level. Those days are long gone. And it's been a long and slow process. If you ask Democrats, they, again, are just so short-sighted. They'll say, well, it was Donald Trump. Donald Trump came in and he started being rude, and that just caused the discussion, the debate to just tank. But before Donald Trump came in and just threw a flashbang into the middle of everything and blew everything up, these debates would be conducted in a very civil and academic sounding tenor. It would sound very very appropriate and thoughtful and intellectual and like these people cared about things. And I think Donald Trump just ripped the mask off and showed just how hollow and empty these platitudes are. And so now what we're left with are, I mean, NPC is the best possible example because these people are literal robots. So I'm about to go to a clip of Tucker Carlson talking to one of these people. And this is the spirit that has overtaken America. It is a disgusting, selfish, egotistical, maniacal spirit of power that has overtaken our entire political conversation and has brought it down to not just like lowest common denominator, but has eliminated our ability to even discuss these things because it is the equivalent of trying to discuss it with not like a new AI, not like Alexa or Siri, but like your speak and spell back in the day where you just hit one button and it says one phrase. Now imagine trying to convince that thing of an argument. This is what we're dealing with. This is the spirit that has embodied these people. So this is Tucker Carlson sparring with a pro-choice robot over the Democratic abortion
partner
bills.
At Seneca Strategy. She joins us today. Monica, thanks a lot for coming on.
Yeah.
I'm sure you describe yourself as pro-choice. I bet a lot of people watching right now think of themselves as pro-choice. So I'm not attacking you for that. But I wonder what you think of what Dr. Northam, the governor of Virginia, just said, that when a child, he described the child as an infant, is born, there's a point where the mother and the physician can decide whether to kill the infant or not. What do you think of that?
Look, Tucker, I understand that you want to go back to a time where Roe v. Wade was illegal, where women were having back-alley abortions,
and they were using coat hangers
to have abortions, right, which is actually what's barbaric.
I'm giving you time to make a real argument.
Right,
I'm not arguing for
right
the
there.
Appeal of Roe v.
You just,
Wade.
Just look at her face, this smiling, like, self-assured, like, well, you just want to enslave women, don't you? It's like, oh my God. Oh my God. It's the spirit. Like, this is the face of the woman who will stand behind, like, two large armed guards who are leading you to the electric chair as you're begging her, please, I didn't mean it. I'm sorry. I blasphemed against your communist utopia. Please don't send me to the gulag. She's just, sorry. Goodbye. Bye. And it's just like, this woman will commit unspeakable evil and will feel morally justified in doing it. And this idea of putting impetus for what Tucker is saying, and just the idea that men are sitting around going, we can't have women allowed to make their own sexual choices, so we have to force them to have babies, like Handmaid's Tale. Have you seen that? That's what we need here, is so disingenuous and just so shallow and childish and empty that it shatters my faith in humanity. It shatters my faith in these people to, you know, have a say in government. Like, I so firmly want to, you know, be a Republican, give the voice of the people, you know, give them the power of the state. It's like, if you don't have a well-educated and conscious and moral population, what you're left with are these sycophantic psychos that will not even address the question. Let's go back to this clip.
That is what you're essentially saying.
Actually, no, that's not what I'm arguing. And please don't be tiresome. The governor of Virginia, who's a rising star in the Democratic Party, just said this. There's pending legislation that mirrors it. And I'm asking you what you think of it. That's it. I'm not here to debate Roe v. Wade.
I think that right now, reproductive health care is under attack by the Republican Party. 72% of Americans support the right to choose. And yet we have Trump and we have sexual predator Kavanaugh trying to repeal Roe v. Wade and trying to take away our control over our own bodies. This isn't about babies. This isn't about health care. This is about you attempting to control women's bodies.
Okay. Please don't be a robot.
Attempting to control women's bodies.
Governor of Virginia just saying this. I just want to know what you think of it. Is that okay? Does that bother you? It's a sincere question. This just happened.
Okay. It bothers me that you are attempting to control women's bodies.
No,
that's what you're doing. You are. The Republican Party right now is working overtime to repeal Roe v. Wade and to take away choice in every single state.
I wonder if you think you're convincing anybody, or if your unwillingness to address what just happened today on tape that we just played is a sign that you can't defend this. And if you can't defend it, I wonder why that is. Have you paused to ask yourself, as an American, as a person,
as a woman, what do I think of it? Have you asked yourself why you spend so much time talking about this rather than thinking about why your party is trying to repeal Roe v. Wade and control women's bodies?
Right now there are seven
states where there is only one abortion clinic, okay? There are four states with trigger bans where if Roe v. Wade is repealed, women cannot get reproductive health care. This is about a woman's right to choose, and you as a man should not have a single say in that.
Wow. Do you think that you're making a case that most people agree with? That it's okay to abort a child in the third trimester
Keep trying to put words in my mouth and keep trying to say that the Democratic Party is hurting children.
Party
is the one that is tearing
I'm going to go back to this clip on the other side, because this woman is the physical embodiment of evil. This woman is Satan made flesh, smiling, grinning Satan.
Listen, I'm just going to tell listeners something right now. I think our best products are Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula with a 95% curcuminoid level that no other company got, nobody else did. Because everybody else, they put in a little bit of product and then they do a bunch of advertising and promote it. The turmeric in this is 95% curcuminoid. Nobody else has that bright yellow school bus color. That's what you're looking for. It's got it. Find out about Body's today at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the best fish oil out there. We have Honor Roll for kids. This concentrated little bitty caplets, gel caplets. We also have for adults the Ultimate Krill Oil that is so pure, so good. And we have the Ultimate Fish Oil as well. All three of those, everybody. Energy for healthy life, for brain, for heart. These are the best. InfoWarsStore.com. And then don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, we have our newest, Turbo Force, for folks in the military or doctors or our long-haul truck drivers or airline pilots or whatever. This is the cleanest burning, wide-spectrum, nootropic energy, beyond energy drink. Super strong, super healthy, super amazing. Turbo Force, I believe, is going to become our number one best-selling product. You need to try Turbo Force today.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key.
While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you're not expanding, you're imploding. There is no set stasis. There is no managed system. There is no uncontinuum. The continuum is always launching forward into the future. So you support us and get creative and get fired up. We won't just be here 100 years. We'll be here forever. We'll turn the whole thing around. Our grandchildren on Mars bases and jump bases and God knows what are going to look back and say, you know, we struggled here. We made it. And that's really where this goes. But yeah, God's got a big war for you ready. And so if you can't face George Soros and Hillary Clinton and Adolf Hitler and Mao Zedong, are you going to really be able to face the other stuff? Because God wants warriors that are smart and are ready to build things and are also ready to fight. You don't go to the next level without getting a big weight put on your back. And, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen to me in the future. I mean, all I know is I want to go with the master builder. I want to go to the next level. I want to be with the spirit that I've experienced, not these devil worshipers. They're cold and failed and feels like being in a tomb. I want life. I want Jesus.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Mainstream propaganda. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are discussing evil incarnate. We are discussing the soulless, smiling, grinning, full of themselves, egotistical witches that are now celebrating the death of infants as soon as they've been born. Of course, we had the governor of Virginia coming out and saying that basically what would happen if a woman was already in labor and decided she wanted an abortion would be that the doctor would deliver the baby, and then they'd keep the baby comfortable and decide what to do about it a little bit later. All but explicitly endorsing infanticide for reasons of, quote, the woman's health. Now, what could possibly affect the woman's health once the baby has been born is not a question that these people entertain, because it is utterly ridiculous to claim that once a baby has been born, it can now be killed for the mother's health. Unless, of course, you consider the fact that when they say health, they include mental health. Well, what if that baby's going to cause you anxiety? What if that child you just gave birth to is really going to put a cramp in your style and you're depressed because now you can't go out and party. Now you aren't going to be able to get that promotion you wanted because you have to stay home with this baby you just gave birth to. Kill it. Kill it. Hey, your doctor says, hey, it's best for you if we just, and we don't have to kill it. Let's just leave the baby there until it dies. You know, it's not viable because it'll just die if we don't take care of it. And you see in this clip that we're about to go back to with Tucker Carlson, you see so much, it so perfectly illustrates the spirit of evil that embodies these people. And you see the verbal and spiritual wizardry and manipulation that they use to convince themselves that they're right. When she's asked about whether she approves of Virginia Governor Northam advocating for infanticide, she immediately comes back with, you're trying to control women's bodies. You are just desperate. You don't care about the babies. You just are desperate to control women's bodies. And so you want them to give birth. And then she says, then she starts talking about how the Republicans are trying to reveal Roe versus Wade. Has there been any legislation, any court cases? Has there been a single instance of movement to repeal Roe versus Wade? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. So when she's asked about a real comment made by a governor about a bill that has already been proposed in the Virginia House right now, and her opinions on those comments about that real bill, she deflects to fantasy. She reflects to nothing, to her own fevered, paranoid madness about evil Christian men trying to subjugate women. This is how far disconnected they are from reality. And yet this false reality that has been constructed around them gives them so much power that they can give this smiling, smirking, head-tilting condescension that is the embodiment of the devil, of Satan, of evil. And I'll try to relate this to our non-spiritual brethren out there, to our childlike millennial audience that, can only understand the world in Harry Potter analogies. We're going to go back to this. And so she talks about the repeal of Roe versus Wade, which is a fantasy, has nothing to do with anything, is a fever dream of her paranoid madness. And she talks about reproductive health care. That's literally just code for abortion. When she says reproductive health care, all she means is abortion. Let's go back to this clip.
Children to die in federal custody. So whose party is actually harming children?
Wow. Let me just ask you one quick question. I mean, this is obviously a pointless conversation.
Oh my God. She's so convinced that she's just wiping the floor with Tucker.
I already think less of you, so don't.
It's an honest question. Have you thought about it? Do you have a real answer to what the governor of Virginia said, or are you going to throw yet another talking point at me? I mean, have you actually thought about it? Will you answer that question at all?
I have thought about it, and I am telling
you
that your party is attempting to change the conversation about Roe v. Wade and take control of women's bodies. I'm sorry that as a man, what you're focused on is controlling women's bodies, but we will not allow you to do that.
This is a child who's been born. This is not a woman's body. This is an independent person.
It just confuses me why you pretend that you have concerns over children when you're completely fine with ICE tearing families apart and children dying in federal custody.
Monica, thank you.
I mean, when you have adults with differing opinions, differing views, you can argue about it. You can say, well, is this too late? Is this too late? What about this situation? This woman is not an adult. She's not a thinking being. She does not have a soul. Her soul has been ripped from her and replaced by this condescending, smiling, fetid, rotten apple. And this is the spirit that embodies all of the Democratic Party. This drives them now. It's the same spirit as Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, as Hillary Clinton, as Yvette Falarca, leader of Antifa, who is a 4 foot tall, you know, 90 pound woman who just sicks her goons on people and just hits people as hard as she can. And if she had one iota of power, would just order the mass death of all of her enemies. These people are heartless. They're soulless and they're so confused and manipulated that they think they're doing good. It reminds me of nothing more than Dolores Umbridge. if you know Harry Potter, even if you don't, almost everybody agrees that in the Harry Potter universe, you have Voldemort, the big bad guy, the evil guy. He's the worst guy. There's one person that is worse than Voldemort. There's one person that makes people's skin crawl worse than the faceless half-snake demon of Voldemort. And that is the smiling, grinning, condescending Dolores Umbridge. I'm going to show you a clip from the Harry Potter movie right now. And just, this is the spirit. And I'm doing this because all these idiot millennials who think that that woman just totally owned Tucker Carlson with her vapid talking points, they all watch Harry Potter and they all hate Dolores Umbridge. How do they not see that this is the exact same spirit? Let's go to that clip. Y'all see what I'm saying? So if you're listening right now, it's her nice, dainty office. It's all in pink. She puts lots of sugar in her tea. She's very delicate and exacting and nice. And you know that seething beneath that surface is just vile acid and swamp mud and just fire and death and just cobwebs just stuck with rotting flies. I mean,
lines for me today, Mr. Potter. No, not with your quill. I'm going to be using a rather special one of mine. Now,
this is them. If going to Harry Potter clips is the only way that I can get this point across to my fellow millennials, Dolores Umbridge, that woman that makes your skin crawl,
for as long as it takes for the message to sink in.
This is the spirit that embodies the Democratic Party.
You haven't given me any ink. Oh, you wouldn't need any
ink. She's got the power. She grins and tilts her head and pats you on the back and says, wasn't that nice when I carve my name into the back of your hand?
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
Yeah.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to The David Knight Show. Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight. We're going to move away from abortion before I say something that I'm going to regret, because, I'm rapidly losing faith in our ability as a nation to hold conversations at all. But I want to talk about this story. I talked about it a little bit yesterday, but I didn't explain it well enough, I don't think. I don't think I got across exactly what is going on here. This is, of course, the Colorado Senate passing a bill to essentially eliminate the Electoral College. So what exactly has happened is that Colorado's Senate has passed a bill to have its state award its presidential electoral votes to the winner of the national popular vote. The bill would have Colorado join 11 other states and the District of Columbia in what's called the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact. So it's fairly meaningless right now, except that if a certain number of states agree to do it, then it takes place. And essentially, what you have to understand that this means is that the state Senate of Colorado is at this moment trying to pass a bill that takes away the people of Colorado's right to vote. That is what is happening. The people of Colorado, if this bill passes, if enough states join, is giving up its right to vote. What do I mean by that? Well, what is the population of Colorado? It's a little over 5 million. Colorado has a lot of liberals, has a lot of liberal enclaves, Aspen and Telluride, all of the really, really rich and white places that are just full of ski resorts and multi-million dollar mansions that only get filled up a couple weeks a year, and are just filled with, hippies, stoners, and multi-millionaires. Yeah, there are a lot of liberals in Colorado, I admit. But Colorado is still hardcore Republican in almost all of it. However, if every single person in Colorado voted straight ticket Republican, they would still be drowned out to the tune of 3 million votes by the city of New York alone. New York City has over 8 million votes. Colorado has 5 million votes. So do you understand that if this bill passes and if this becomes a nationwide sort of thing, the people of Colorado do not need to vote. Their vote will not matter. Their vote will be drowned out and overwhelmed by the city dwellers in a few super mega cities like New York and LA. That is what the point of this is. People of Colorado, at this moment, your state legislature is giving up your right to vote. From now on, if this passes, your vote is merely symbolic. That's what this means. They are disenfranchising Colorado. I don't know how much more clear I can make that. They are trying to just devolve down to the lowest common denominator. They know they have the media. They know they have even the alternative media now. They have the internet, for God's sakes. I mean, I have stories about that I will get to as well. And so now that they have completed their grasp of the vast majority of mainstream Americans who will not ever do anything to actually research what they're being told, they won't do anything to determine whether or not what they're being told is logically sound. They've been so dumbed down and their attention span is so low and their, desire to fit in and their desire for social approval is so high that they refuse to do anything except for what the dictates from on high tell them is the right thing to do. Then they will repeat that with the smiling condescension of a viper. It's my God, it is beyond infuriating. And that's what's happening. That is what I mean when I say Democrats are attacking us on the local level. They're going into, this isn't the national government coming in and saying, hey, Colorado, you don't get to vote anymore. This is the people of Colorado being told that it's for their own interests that they allow New York City to determine what happens in their state, to pick for them the presidency. Just stay home, Colorado. I mean, if this passes, there is no need for you to go vote. Your vote will not matter. That's why we have an electoral college, is that so the people of the states actually have a voice, actually have a chance of swaying the election, actually have a chance of seeing themselves represented, their own interests represented in the national government. That is being stripped from you, Colorado. If you don't fight back against this, you have lost your enfranchisement. The Democrats will talk about, oh, they want voter ID. They're trying to disenfranchise people while they are passing bills to eliminate the Electoral College and give up all of their votes to whoever the people in New York and California think that they should vote for. So good job, Colorado. There you go. That's it. It was fun having you in the union, but now you join the 11 other states that have determined that you would rather just allow New York City and LA to choose your president for you. Well done. Then of course we have this story. I believe it's on InfoWars. Cold Dead Hands. Stephen Gutowski's thread detailing Virginia's Dems proposal to confiscate guns. So yes, Virginia Democrats don't just want to ban future sales of assault firearms, as few states have done. They want to outright ban possession, which means confiscation. And their vague definition of assault firearms applies to most currently sold in Virginia. The plan to ban the sale and possession of certain kind of firearms proposed by Virginia Governor Ralph Northam could affect millions of gun owners, an industry group said on Friday. The National Shooting Sports Foundation, which represents gun manufacturers and dealers, says the vague description of the legislation released by Northam on January 4th would apply to most firearms currently on sale in the Commonwealth. The only defining characteristics they've released thus far is any firearm equipped with a magazine that holds 10 or more rounds. That's nearly every semi-automatic handgun and rifle sold in the state. The vast majority come standard with magazines that hold more than 10 rounds. So Virginia, you know, in between the busy work of trying to legalize infanticide, are also trying to pass a bill to confiscate all your guns. They are suicidally eager to ignite a civil war. They are doing everything they can to try to force us into acting violently against them. If they try to pass gun confiscation, that might be the thing that kicks it off. Frankly, I think what they're saying about infanticide should be the thing that kicks it off. I think with the way they have controlled the narrative, the way that they are abusing their power, the way that they have a stranglehold on our very ability to get information out to people means that we are beyond the threshold of debate. That's my personal opinion. Now, I'm not encouraging anybody to go out and commit violence or ignite a civil war. I am simply expressing my personal view of the fact that to continue to try to reason with this people is an exercise in futility. That continuing to try to discuss what's going on is trying to reason with somebody who has your newborn baby in their hand and is, you know, slowly sawing at them with a knife. And you're going to sit there and go, yeah, but is it really about women's reproductive health? And they're just like, no, you know, you just hate women. You know, it's just not good that, that you're trying to control women like this. Like, they are advocating infanticide. They're advocating total gun confiscation. They're advocating censorship of every form of communication that they do not control. This is it. This is as far as we let them go. Because to go any farther would be to surrender this country to Satan himself. And I will not do that.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
reverse engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is The David Knight Show.
I would not be standing here were it not for the education I received.
This is United States Senator for a San Franciscan paella of heroin needles and human shit, Kamala Harris. She is most well known for granting the administrator privileges of her dark web to former San Francisco Mayor Willie Brown in exchange for lucrative government appointments. From a recent USA Today article, quote, "Yes, I may have influenced her career by appointing her to two state commissions when I was Assembly Speaker," Brown wrote Saturday. Brown appointed Harris to the California Unemployment Insurance Appeals Board and then to the Medical Assistance Commission, positions that paid her more than $400,000 over 5 years, according to San Francisco Weekly. Brown also gave Harris a BMW. "And I certainly helped with her first race for district attorney in San Francisco," he said in his Chronicle letter Saturday. "I have also helped the careers of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Governor Gavin Newsom, Senator Dianne Feinstein, and a host of other politicians. The difference is that Harris is the only one who, after I helped her, sent word that I would be indicted if I so much as jaywalked while she was DA. That's politics for you." Though no man faults Willie Brown for his failure to satisfy a carnivorous front hole with a diameter rivaled only by the observable universe, we can perhaps question the veracity of his casual disinterest. From the same article, quote, "Brown was married at the time he and Harris dated, but because he had been, quote, estranged from his wife, Blanche Brown, since 1981, according to People magazine, the relationship was not kept secret. A Sacramento Bee reporter told People that Brown, quote, had a succession of girlfriends and would, quote, go to a party with his wife on one arm and his girlfriend on the other. Yes, you are understanding this correctly. We are supposed to believe that Willie and Branch Brown were so estranged that he openly dated other women, while at the same time they regularly attended public parties with a third wheel wearing team pegging unis. Anyway, Kamala Harris, now a declared Democrat presidential candidate, started her career in politics as one of those third wheels. Now, I'm not saying the reason Kamala Harris is throwing out quotes like, his career is over, I will be alive and kicking it for the next 40 years, I do not owe him a thing, about Willie Brown, is because 300 million people just found out she spent her late 20s getting spit roasted by the liver-spotted version of Jaime and Cersei Lannister. But I am saying it's looking increasingly likely that Kamala Harris spent her late 20s getting spit roasted by the liver-spotted version of Jaime and Cersei Lannister. All said, I just wanted to make sure we had a good understanding of the education to which Kamala Harris was referring, which is gross, before she gets too coked up on the euphoria of arresting children's parents. And in a final effort towards balanced criticism, I'd like to compliment that radiant pearl necklace.
Were it not for the education I received, and I know many of us will say the same thing, and I believe a child going without an education is tantamount to a crime.
You're under arrest!
So I decided I was going to start prosecuting parents for truancy.
As the custom-made Willie Brown 2 Roper glistens under the weird horror movie lighting, or maybe that's just what happens to lights when Kamala Harris enters a room, enjoy the twisted, cancerous leer of a barnacle who has been handed the keys to your children.
Well, this was a little controversial in San Francisco.
You seem stable.
And frankly, my staff went bananas. They were very concerned because we didn't know at the time whether I was going to have an opponent in my reelection race. But I said, look, I'm done. This is a serious issue, and I've got a little political capital, and I'm going to spend some of it.
Hang on, world champions. I know that suck vortex is stronger than a Californian HIV strain, but it's important we process the still real life, yep, just checking, experience of a liberal politician not just openly admitting but downright bragging about pulling off a creepy power grab, not because she felt like it was the right thing to do, but because she knew she could get away with it.
And folks, this is what video is by a YouTuber known as John Ward. Just recently he appeared on InfoWars and subsequently had his entire channel demonetized. So I do implore you to go to patreon.com, search for John Ward, give that man some support because he, like us, are under attack by the internet censors. That's John Ward on YouTube, has just amazing stuff. Please go check him out and go to patreon.com to support him because he is a friend of InfoWars. He's doing amazing stuff and, of course, they are attacking him for it. Now on the other side, I have Willie Soon. We're going to talk about this insane winter weather that we're having and see if we can find its cause.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the second hour of the David Knight Show. On this, the 31st of January, 2019, I am happy to welcome my guest, Dr. Willie Soon. He's an astrophysicist, a geoscientist, leading authority on the relationship between solar phenomena and global climate. Which is great because we are experiencing right now in the Midwest and northern United States unprecedented levels of cold, negative 75 degrees with the wind chill, absolutely unheard of. Dr. Soon, this makes me want to believe in climate change. Can you talk me back down from the ledge?
Of course. Pleasure to be on the show. I think the standard paradigm that this is all because of carbon dioxide, you know, basically the gas that you breathe out. I mean, if it were to be not so dangerous, I mean, it would be really, really, really a sad joke.
Right.
The problem is, I mean, carbon dioxide is just a gas of life, right? It makes the planet greener. And that's about all that it does. So far, after 30 years of searching, I couldn't be able to find this effect. I mean, nowadays, of course, you can see the standard story is, is global carbon dioxide going to cause more extreme weather, this quote-unquote polar vortex. It's just a misnomer in some sense. It's just basically cold air mass from Arctic able to come further south than normal. And what's the best answer to that? I mean, is it really CO2? Absolutely not. It's clearly more related to the sun because there's less energy coming in from the equator, which essentially allow the air, the cold air from the north, to push further south, right? And then, of course, the jet stream is get more wavy. That's practically the answer to the whole story, okay? And but then, of course, these people say it's the satanic gas, CO2, that is doing it. And one story that I want to convey to your audience is that please I send Travis Knight the link, and you guys should really put it on the web and spread it like wildfire. Because the NOAA, our NOAA, has already offered a forecast in October of 2018. I mean, declaring, of course, this is really related to the standard narrative that has nothing to do with science, and these people are supposed to do science. They basically forecast that it will be warmer than normal simply because of this CO2 paradigm, plus that it's related to this release of the National Climate Assessment Report that they were trying to throw a monkey wrench into President Trump's agenda, for example. And that really is part of the whole problem. In fact, let me read you one bullet. If you look at the map, if it's all over the place saying that it's going to be warmer than normal. And of course, now is the time to ask them, what kind of prediction is this? No wonder President Trump say that it's global warming, right?
Right.
One little typo, make a whole big news where they have nothing better to do, you know, these people.
So what is the cause? You say solar activity. That makes sense to me. Are we seeing increased solar activity that would correlate to what we're seeing here on Earth happening in the weather? There's also, I mean, we know that the Russians, the Chinese, even the Americans in secret programs have, you know, active programs where they spray things in the air, where they're actively trying to manipulate the climate. Could this be, you know, is it assuredly a natural phenomenon, or could this have to do with human activity? In the sense that we have giant secret government programs to manipulate the weather, could this be a side effect of those?
Let me clarify. yes, I think it's related to the sun, but I felt that if it's having to do with any ability of humankind or any serious technology that are able to modify climate on such a large scale. I mean, the whole continental U.S. I thought that we're not there yet. I mean, I really understand all these sort of questions that people are naturally suspicious of the government and so on and so forth. But then I really think that this is something even more simple than that. This is just simply the sun is emitting less. I mean, as you all probably know, that the activity, the solar activity, is actually now is at the sunspot minimum. And so naturally that there will be less energy coming into the climate system, as I mentioned. So it's essentially, what's the most important area where the sun energy got intercepted? It's basically tropical region, equatorial region. I mean, you have a bit less. So that naturally, because the natural system, the jet stream is always there, the polar front is always there. This so-called air mass, this thing called polar vortex, is actually 30 kilometers up. These people are talking really crazy stuff, right? We're talking about air down on the ground, sir. So the big difference. The essential story is really has something to do with the sun being less energetic, right? And then and allowing basically the cold air mass to move more easily to the south, basically towards the equator, right? And this is why I think just that one simple hypothesis is already able to really isn't throw the whole NOAA prediction into a whole nonsense. I mean, these people are just continuing to sit in their comfortable chair, either heated room or air-conditioned room, to play with computer toys, running the computer that actually have no basis in reality. This is how really on. This is no wonder that I am very rebellious against this sort of what you call ivory tower concept of we are smarter than you. We got the computer. We got this. We got that. No. It's nature that is going to decide everything. Go outside and measure it and tell me how good is your model. Your model is complete trash in that sense. You just throw it out in some sense. No wonder. I mean, these people are having some kind of permanent employment, right, for issuing nonsense to us. And then, of course, this all this fake forecast and all these ideas about carbon dioxide doing this, doing that, it's just ridiculous. I mean, in some sense, I do not want to laugh about this, because today we really should thank fossil fuel for it. I mean, without fossil fuel, just imagine, right, how are we going to cope with this thing? Even natural gas is not good enough. I mean, I don't really care what sources you use, by the way. I'm for free market in that sense. I mean, it's clearly that coal, oil, gas, even natural gas is not good enough in Minnesota, as you can imagine. There were power outage, right? Because things are so extremely cold. We need basic coal, for example, you know, the coal that you really, the hard rock. Basically, I always ask, you know, what do you want Flintstone to do? I mean, take the coal instead of burning it for generating electricity, ask him to just use it and knock on his head. I mean, it's just crazy. I'm against all this sort of anti-energy, anti-human, anti-education, anti-science kind of business. I mean, this is essentially all over the place, right? Except for you guys. You guys are the one who actually very serious in some sense, wanted to find out what's going on, right? I mean, I'm really out of the complete disagreement with this sort of people. And I'm glad that I'm continuing to practice my science, by the way.
Yeah, we're glad you're not cowed by them as well. Not crushed by them. I know you've had some trouble. I mean, people don't like them going against their dictates. So it takes a certain level of bravery and self-assurance to do that. And of course, you're talking about how they, you know, not just are their 10-year models not accurate, but guys, can I pull up that article again? This was an article from, you said, October, saying this would be one of the warmest winters we'd ever see. There you go. Winter outlook favors warmer temperatures. Yep, for much of the U.S., they could not have been more wrong, but that won't affect the fact that they are the ones using very similar projections to dictate policy. And just like we saw in the beginning of the show with abortion, how they immediately go to, well, you just hate women and you're trying to control women. They do the same sort of mental trick where they for some reason think like, well, you just hate Earth and you just really, really love, you know, coal companies, and you just really want rich oil billionaires to have more money. It makes so little sense. I want to know what's going on. I want to know the reality. That's why we bring people like Dr. Willie Soon on, who actually knows his stuff and will go against the grain, even if it's inconvenient, because what he's working with is reality and the truth. So how does your tactic, or how does your method of study differ from what's happening, at the national level? With NOAA.
Oh, it's very quite simple. We basically look at all the available data very carefully. I mean, one of my next big major work, which I can sort of pre-announce because we already have our scientific results, is basically to deal with the most simple question. You know, that people wanted to talk about temperature, right? Wanted to talk about climate, right? So ask a simple question, you know. How warm or how cold it is? So can we use the thermometer that we have to decide that, right? I mean, you all know already most of the major problem is basically, of course, the thermometer is measuring something, right? It's measuring, you know, how warm or how cold the air is, or some flow of a hot or cold front. But
well, let me stop you right there, Dr. Willie Soon. We have to go to break in about 10 seconds. Dr. Willie Soon, you can find him at heartland.org. We'll be back on the other side to hear about that new experiment and what we can look for in the future.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Listen, I'm just going to tell listeners something right now. I think our best products are Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula with a 95% curcuminoid level that no other company got, nobody else did. Because everybody else, they put in a little bit of product and then they do a bunch of advertising and promote it. The turmeric in this is 95% curcuminoid. Nobody else has that bright yellow school bus color. That's what you're looking for. It's got it. Find out about Body's today at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the best fish oil out there. We have Honor Roll for kids. This concentrated little bitty caplets, gel caplets. We also have for adults the Ultimate Krill Oil that is so pure, so good. We have the Ultimate Fish Oil as well. All three of those, everybody. Energy for healthy life, for brain, for heart. These are the best. InfoWarsStore.com. And then don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, we have our newest, Turbo Force, for folks in the military or doctors or our long-haul truck drivers or airline pilots or whatever. This is the cleanest burning, wide-spectrum, nootropic energy, beyond energy drink. Super strong, super healthy, super amazing. Turbo Force, I believe, is going to become our number one best-selling product. You need to try Turbo Force today.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Folks, I'm back with Dr. Willie Soon. You can find his work at heartland.org. We're talking about the just insane winter weather that we're having here in America and what the real causes are behind it. Now, Dr. Soon, if the cause of this is all from solar activity and a low of solar flares that we're experiencing right now, is there anything we can do to fight against this? Is there anything we can do to prevent this? I mean, we have people dying in the streets. We have water towers exploding. I mean, just insane stuff is going on with just the sheer cold. And of course, this comes on the heels of just incredible heat waves in Australia that would just, you know, killed whole herds of horses and a third of the fruit bats in Australia die off. Obviously, this is extreme weather. And if there is something we can do about it, I would like to know what that is. So in your opinion, is there something we can do about this, or is it just about learning to deal with the vicissitude of our climate?
Well, you know, this is really, in some sense, I am no more of knowledgeable on this topic than just a bit of common sense, right? You want to make sure, ensure now you have very reliable energy source, don't you think? So you do not want to mess around with this crazy, crazy movement of 100% renewable nonsense. I mean, let them try to do that today, or even the next week, or the next month, or even in the hot places. You need air conditioning, sir. I mean, what are they talking about precisely? So I'm just saying that the number one thing you want to do is that you do no harm, so you don't go deal with those kind of garbage that they're promoting now. New Green Deal, all this other stuff that, I'm sorry, I'm apolitical. I do not like this sort of crazy stuff that these people are spewing out from their mouth. I mean, just because they think that a bunch of these people are being bought up by them. I mean, they actually, by the way, to put in context the picture that you guys were showing, actually, I deliberately sent this to Travis Knight to tell him to show this this cartoon picture of mine carrying the McDonald's, because that's basically my paycheck level. And these people are accusing me of stealing money from a coal company, all this other stuff. I mean, I'm just saying I'm delivering burgers to President Trump, basically. I mean, these people are just nuts. The best thing we can do is actually to keep emphasizing on adaptation, right? To really be able to be more prepared. I mean, not to mess around with all these unreliable energy sources. I mean, if Germany wants to do it, my God, I love the Germans, and please go try it, right? I mean, anybody else, but we can only worry about America in my own view. I'm a naturalized citizen. I love this country. This country stood for so many things that is so important to me that I really tell you that we really need to only take care of our own people. Just do the best we can. But boy, are we really trying to self-destruct, I mean, in some sense, with a bunch of this enemy within. This is a very serious problem in some sense. Plus that, with many, many of these anti-science stuff, I mean, that's where I can play a major role, because I'm just simply not afraid of these idiots. I mean, these people are just really crazy people. They are really trying to ruin everybody's life, except their own, of course. I mean, still continue to fly in jets. Oh, my God. Did you hear the news of Leonardo DiCaprio started to take commercial flight? Why don't you take the economy flight? Right, and then donate rest of the money to other people. Go sit where the normal people sit. You know,
we just had we had 1,500 private jets fly to Davos to hear a talk about climate change by David Attenborough. I mean, the level of disconnect between what the elites are allowed to get away with and what they want to punish us for is comical, if it wasn't so devious. And I know you have faced some of this. You know, people trying to claim that you're in the pay of some big corporation or something. What has been your experience in, as you try to get this just scientific truth out, what has been your experience about some of the pushback you've gotten from the scientific community?
Yes, indeed. It's a very long story. I mean, they've been trying to hit on me for quite a long time, I would say, such a 2 decades in the minimum. Because in the beginning, I really like what you call the good old average scientist who are very serious and mind my own business, in the sense that I do take responsibility that not to say that if I were to speak out earlier, it would be a lot better. But I did the best I can. I really spoke out the day I came in, essentially, but I keep it low profile. Mm-hmm. And nobody ever wants to talk to me, who knows what, right? It's not that I'm any under inferior compared to those people in terms of understanding knowledge of mathematics or physics. These people are basically liars in some sense. They're publishing the amount of garbage they publish in so-called peer review. I mean, this is not peer review. These are peer review systems. They're publishing junk and then hail it as some kind of so important. Because, you see, it's a collusion or something all very bad, in all in the bad direction. The media, the scientist that is actually not quite of a scientist. I mean, in some sense, yes, they qualify, they have some title called PhD, but they are very mediocre type of scientists, you know, who are looking for attention all the time. I mean, science by press release, and it's all about their own psychosis. It's about how they want to save the earth. All of us were just trying to kill our children every single day. Waking up, oh, today I feel like killing my own grandkid, man. This is the way to do it. Jesus, these people. And they have no, actually, more, what you call common sense. I mean, in my way, I'm so irritated by them in the sense that that's why, I mean, I told my son already, you really, I would fight this to death, you know, in terms of their anti-science business, like selling this nonsense. Yeah, today is part of the global warming story. That's what they're saying. Absolutely not. I mean, these people have nothing to show. This is why every time you want to engage them, want to debate them, want to talk about the science, you know what they do? They just call you names. You are deniers. Yeah. I mean, it's a bit funny, these people. I mean, they really think that average people really get that. People can tell, you know. The only problem for me is that I told my friend, several of my friends today, by the way, we have huge amount of team. I do not have to go on radio show. I mean, if you ever need any subject, you just call me up. I'll assign for you. I don't really want to be on this kind of show. I have many, many friends who can spoke even more eloquently for on my behalf. So in some sense, on our sense, because we all believe in truth and information and that sort of thing, dignity, actually. These people are just having crazy stuff. This is why, essentially, I want to remind you that, yes, they come after me for a very long time. And part of the reason why I actually still working is in some sense that, you know, it's blessing from God. In some sense that I never tell lies. I have no interest in fame, fortune, or anything. All I'm interested in having a decent human being feeling, doing normal work. You know, like one area that I do have to emphasize is basically education. You see now how they want to corrupt every kid. So I want to mention this word, if I can, that we have this camp now on the summer led by my friend Hal Shutliff. And we have this thing called the Camp Constitution. I mean, David Knight actually promoted us, helped us a little bit. And this year in 2019, we have another camp in the summer that I hope that if we have a chance, we'll pass on information where you guys can try to spread more. And people want to, you know, emulate what we're doing, which I think it's just the beginning. And this is why my whole passion now is actually about the future, about educating these young. I really are very conscious about indoctrinating versus education. You want to teach the kid well. You want to teach them to be able to stand up for themselves and no smelling all the BS from the real thing, right? For them to decide for themselves and have some common sense, not to be so, you know, so, I don't know. Something is terribly wrong with our the way they teach the kids now, right?
It is. It absolutely is. Can people find out about these camps at heartland.org? Is that where they go to find these?
This one is at the word Camp Constitution, the whole word, CampConstitution, you know, .net.
Yeah, okay. CampConstitution.net, heartland.org. That's Dr. Yeah. Willie Soon, astrophysicist and geoscientist. The frustration of the stupidity being ingrained at our children from the very first level, allow them to get away with this anti-science stuff later in life. Thank you so much, Dr. Willie Soon. We'll have to have you on again soon, or one of your spokespeople, whoever it is. Thank you so much for coming on.
Indeed. Thank you.
Crazy stuff, folks. It's enough to drive a man insane. I'm trying my best not to go there. We'll be back on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
We need to go back and revisit the foundations of our freedom. Our freedoms don't consist of the things that are enumerated on a piece of paper. It consists of the things that we're willing to fight for. The First Amendment, the Bill of Rights, the rest of the Bill of Rights are prohibitions. They're prohibitions against powerful organizations and individuals taking those God-given rights from us as individuals. You better understand that, because they're taking them right now. We have seen what they want to do. They called it UN Agenda 21. Now they call it the UN 2030 Agenda. They want everybody off of the rural lands. They want people out of the suburbs. They want to pack everybody into the cities, because that's where it is easiest for them to control everyone.
It's the David Knight Show.
Never miss your show any day. I mean, never.
At Infowars.com/show.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're fighting the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
You're listening to the David Knight Show.
The mainstream propaganda. You're listening to the David Knight Show.
I'm Roger Stone, R-O-G-E-R-S-T-O-N-E. I'm a political advisor to Donald Trump.
Well, you have disgraced political oddity, Roger Stone.
I'll take the fifth.
Pardon me?
I said thank you.
Oh, no. That wasn't a question. I was saying that to the president. Pardon me?
Roger Stone, one of the president's closest advisors and friends, was arrested.
Roger Stone today was arrested. Former guest.
And he may end up going to jail, probably without even collecting $200. We'll see.
They went after everything, his computers, his phones, the umbrella he uses to defeat Batman.
He's been called a dirty trickster, the Prince of Darkness.
The president's dirty trickster ally.
He is a horrible human being.
He's been trying to make Donald Trump president since 1988. He should go to jail just for that.
He is a thug. He is a bully.
And live from New York.
Just so damn happy this guy is indicted and arrested.
Heavily armed FBI agents dressed in full tactical gear
surrounding the home of a 66-year-old man, drawing their weapons, pounding on the door, and they took him into custody.
I opened the door looking down the barrel of two assault weapons.
He put my hands behind my back! You can't do anything when your hands are behind your back. I'm a 66-year-old man.
Wow, imagine being such an ass that FBI agents will come into work and arrest you for free.
His communication specifically with Julian Assange and WikiLeaks, for me, I find that traitorous territory.
So they knew there were more emails hacked by the Russians before they were released. If only there was some visual metaphor. Describe what this means.
Hey, don't look at me. I'm just an innocent gun who is smoking. Oh, guilty.
And all of that makes what happened today a very, very big deal.
I won't bend. I won't break. I won't quit.
I am a happy person today.
Powerful stuff from Darren McBreen. God bless Roger Stone. And, you know, who really needs to be put in jail is whoever stole the sense of humor from the mainstream media. I mean, my God, have they become unfunny recently. Now, we all know what happened to Roger Stone. We all saw the video live from CNN on the scene because of their reporter's intuition. I made the joke on Twitter that this is the same reporter's intuition that allowed them to announced the collapse of World Trade Center Building 7 before it happened. It's just that lucky intuition, that reporter's intuition we've heard so much about. I mean, it's a bastardization of mother's intuition, right? When like you sense that your baby is wrong. They have a sense that Roger Stone's about to be indicted. These people live in a fantasy world and it's concerning. Now, these tactics have not gone unnoticed by the U.S. Senate and Congress. Representative Doug Collins of Georgia has written a note to Christopher Wray asking why this is going on. He's joined by Lindsey Graham. Perhaps Graham wrote the letter first. I'm not sure about the timeline, but Collins points out that Senator Bob Menendez was indicted in 2015 on 14 charges, twice as much as Stone. And as with Stone, the charges include giving false statements, and he and his lawyers were allowed to discuss how the lawmaker would voluntarily surrender. This was a option that Roger Stone publicly stated many times and had stated to the special counsel himself he would be willing to submit to. But, of course, the controlled Democratic media had to have their little show. They had to have their little jury-tainting spectacle put out to make Roger Stone look like a criminal, to make it look intense and poison the jury pool and to just in the mind of, you know, all of America, to put this front and center and portray him as a criminal worthy of being raided by 29 FBI agents. Now, Roger Stone made the point that this was twice as many people as conducted the Osama bin Laden raid. That, of course, was misconstrued in the media as Roger Stone somehow complaining that he was treated worse than Osama bin Laden, who was shot in the face and supposedly dumped in the ocean. Yeah, if you believe that, I have a bridge to sell you. But no, of course, it's all been misconstrued. These people live in a manufactured reality. That's something that a lot of people use. It's a term a lot of people use, but this is the reality of it, is that they can manufacture reality by manipulating what you see, manipulating what you hear, having people out front to film the FBI staging this unnecessary raid. This poisons people's mind. This is mass mind control across the entire population of the United States. But, you know, luckily Lindsey Graham, you know, he's recently been in this weird position where he's vacillating between, you know, giving, full-throated, passionate rebukes to the accusers and the Democrats who played games with the life of, Justice Kavanaugh, which is an absolutely heroic move in the face of the cowardly Republicans at his side. And then suddenly he's rushing down in the middle of the night to give a speech trying to save the war in Syria. So you know, he's good guy, bad guy, and hey, when he does something right, I will talk about it and appreciate it. When he does something wrong, I'll call him out for that too. So he writes a letter to Director Ray that says, I am concerned about the manner in which the arrest was effectuated, especially in the number of agents involved, the tactics employed, the timing of the arrest, and whether the FBI released details of the arrest and the indictment to the press prior to providing this information to Mr. Stone's attorneys. No, it was reporter's intuition, Lindsey Graham. Ridiculous. He says, I'm leery that a subject of the special counsel's investigation who had retained counsel had publicly stated he believed he would at some point be indicted and was apparently willing to surrender voluntarily was arrested in a pre-dawn raid at his home. And he continues to say, although I'm sure these tactics would be standard procedure for the arrest of a violent offender, I have questions regarding the necessity in this case. The American public has had enough of the media circus that around special counsel's investigation, yet the manner of this arrest appears to have only added to the spectacle. Accordingly, he says, I write to seek the justification for the tactics and timing of the arrest of Mr. Stone. Now, here are the questions that he asks that he demands answers to by February 5th. He asks, number one, why was it necessary to arrest Mr. Stone at his home in the early morning hours rather than working through his attorney to permit him to surrender voluntarily? What was the manner of Mr. Stone's arrest consistent with the arrest of and procedures for the arrest of similarly charged individuals? Three, were usual procedures for obtaining and executing arrest and search warrants followed with regard to Mr. Stone? Number four, did the special counsel office issue a press release and release the indictment to the press prior to informing Mr. Stone's attorneys of the arrest? And five, did anyone at the FBI, DOJ, or special counsel's office alert CNN or any other media outlet or anyone outside law enforcement that the arrest was going to occur on the morning of January 5th, 2019? Now, I could answer all of these questions by Lindsey Graham truthfully, or I can answer them like the FBI will answer them. The FBI will answer them in this way. That's national security. We can't tell you that. Yes, all pertinent processes were followed to the letter of the law. It is exactly, no, there is no legal. I mean, they're going to lie. They're going to, vacillate and lie about it and say, yes, it was perfectly normal. No, we didn't mean to do anything wrong. Now, what this doesn't question, I'm glad, Lindsey Graham wrote this, and these are questions that need to be answered, but they totally fall short of the fact that Roger Stone did nothing wrong. That he never should have been raided, never should have been arrested, because he's done nothing wrong. He's committed no crimes. He is the victim of a political witch hunt. The real question would be, why have you kicked down Roger Stone's door and arrested him when Hillary Clinton still walks free, when the Podestas still walk free? Why is this being allowed to be done to the president and his associates? And most importantly, is Alex Jones next? These are the questions we need to have answered, Mr. Graham.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our pollen block chewable tablets.
If you're not expanding, you're imploding. There is no set stasis. There is no managed system. There is no uncontinuum. The continuum is always launching forward into the future. So you support us and get creative and get fired up. We won't just be here 100 years. We'll be here forever. We'll turn the whole thing around. Our grandchildren on Mars bases and jump bases and God knows what are going to look back and say, you know, we struggled here. We made it. And that's really where this goes. But yeah, God's got a big war for you ready. And so if you can't face George Soros and Hillary Clinton and Adolf Hitler and Mao Zedong, are you going to really be able to face the other stuff? Because God wants warriors that are smart and are ready to build things and are also ready to fight. You don't go to the next level without getting a big weight put on your back. And, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen to me in the future. I mean, all I know is I want to go with the master builder. I want to go to the next level. I want to be with the spirit that I've experienced, not these devil worshipers. They're cold and failed and feels like being in a tomb. I want life. I want Jesus.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Last segment of the second hour of The David Knight Show on this, the 31st of January, 2019. Thank you so much for joining us. Harrison Smith here sitting in for David Knight. Once again, Donald Trump is up and tweeting. He sends this tweet about 2 hours ago. He says, more troops are being sent to the southern border to stop the attempted invasion of illegals through large caravans into our country. We've stopped the previous caravans. We'll stop these also. Have you, though? I mean, we know that hundreds were bussed across the Arizona border earlier this week. We know that the migrant caravans made it to the border and then seemingly disappeared. So have you stopped the migrant caravans, or has the porous border allowed them to enter in or to request asylum fraudulently, I might add, having refused asylum in Mexico? These people, by international law, are not able to apply for asylum. However, when the leftists and globalists control the entire court system, there's not much we can do about that. The tweet continues, with a wall, it would be so much easier and less expensive being built. So he says he's building the wall. Obviously, it would make things much, much simpler. But folks, there's so much insanity going on in the world right now. And these caravans are like, I'm losing my footing. That's why I don't know how to deal with this level of insanity. I don't know if any of us do, but the idea that governors are advocating for infanticide and Colorado is giving up its right to vote and they're just going full bore on gun confiscation, and you just have tens of thousands of people being bussed in luxury buses paid for by billionaire, supporters of non-governmental organizations, just being poured into the United States in a literal invasion. And we're being told by the mainstream media that it's imaginary? Well, Fox News was on the ground in Mexico City this morning. So here is a little taste of what it's like on the ground, the actual vision of what it looks like when this horde of illegals, future illegals, I should say, they're not illegal yet, but migrants coming through Mexico waiting for buses. Here's what it looks like. And let me know if you see any women. Let me know if you see any children. Let me know if you see anybody that looks like they are in need of assistance or sanctuary. Let me know what you think is going on in the mind of these migrants.
Griff.
Yeah, guys, just want to give you a quick look at the scene here. Now, what we've had are the 2,000 officials say that 2,312 migrants left that shelter an hour or so ago.
If you're listening on radio, it's a massive horde of well-bundled up Hispanic people clustered on the side of a freeway with cars rushing by.
In the streets, trying to control as one bus.
A police officer's there flagging down a bus that has neon lights. I mean, that's a luxury bus. That's not, this isn't some crappy, you know, oh, they managed to scrounge up a ride. Somebody's paying millions of dollars to hire out these buses and move these migrants.
These caravans work their way towards the U.S. border. Now, what happened yesterday at the Mexico City Stadium is they said that buses were going to be provided to take them 2.5 hours north to the town of Quintero, and they'll continue on the way to Tijuana and places like that. And what's really important to note, too, guys, is that they're just getting the news this morning that they're learning that Mexico's new administration, President López Obrador, has stopped the temporary asylum and work visa program. So that's not good news to them, but they don't want to really stop and talk with us much because they're trying desperately to get on these buses, which seem to be fairly few and far between, guys.
Wow. It's incredible. The numbers.
They don't want to talk to you because they're criminals trying to invade your country, and they know exactly what they're doing, and they're being aided and abetted by people within our country, people not from our country, billionaires and millionaires who are attempting to overthrow this country. Do we not understand what's going on right now? Is this so hard to understand? If these people were in formation, it would be an invading army since they're just a ragtag group of jerks hopping on luxury buses and being carted, being whisked away towards the northern border. We're supposed to pretend like this isn't an invasion, like these aren't the concerted efforts of anti-American activists to undermine our very country. Are we not going to treat this like the threat that it is? Are we not going to find out who's paying for these buses and then hang them by the neck until dead? Are we not going to enforce our own laws? Are we not going to be a country anymore? I mean, you can see it here, folks. And if you're listening on the radio, I implore you, go to Infowars.com, find this video, and look at the reality of the situation of these hordes of people, well-dressed, all of their clothes look nice, they're all covering their faces, and they have hoods over their head, they're hiding from the camera, they know what they're doing, and they're being provided with luxury, brand new buses. I mean, you see that bus go by. If you've ever, like, had a party where you rent a bus out, you know how expensive it is to rent buses. So where's this money coming from? Is that so difficult to understand? Is the Mexican government helping us? No. They're giving them temporary visas that allow these people to stay in Mexico for, like, up to a month, knowing full well that the reason they're giving them, they call them transitory visas. The Mexican government is subsidizing this invasion of America. I'm so sick of this. We need a wall, certainly. We need something there to stop this from happening. But we need to go to the source and cut it off at the source. Find out who's funding this. Find out who's organizing this. These people are not organizing this. They're standing around like cattle waiting to be loaded into a truck. I have no respect for these people. I have no desire to, you know, find out if some of them are legitimate asylum seekers or ask them. I know what they're doing. They know what they're doing. They'll tell it to you openly. We've seen the interviews with other migrant caravans, so-called invasionary forces. And they say, yeah, I want to go to America. I miss my PlayStation. Or they say, yeah, you know, I don't want to stay in Mexico. I want a job in America. I want to get that welfare. I mean, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say because it's so obvious. I feel like I'm sitting here like, guys, we can't breathe underwater. When you go underwater, you have to stop trying to breathe because you'll drown. And everybody else is like, that's not, you're making that up. CNN's like, they're trying to spread fear about swimming pools. It's like, this is just common sense. This is just reality. Unfortunately, the reality is that we are being undermined inside and out. We're being invaded from the outside. We're having those same people who are funding this caravan eliminate our ability to elect representatives that actually represent us. We have people passing bills to allow infanticide once the baby's already born. Why? Because of the woman's health. You get how little sense this makes, right? You get that this is mind tricks, that this is hypnotism on a society-wide scale, that there is no reasoning with these people. We have to go to the source. We have to find out who's doing this. Here's the problem. The people in government are those people. The people in government are in the pockets of those very same people. They are coordinating all of this. We know full well what they're doing. We know their plans. We know Agenda 2030. We know the Kalergi plan. We know they're trying to take down this country. But what are we supposed to do? How do we fight back? We fight back by getting this information out there. We fight back by telling our representatives to put their middle finger to the sky to the PC police and the media pundit class that's in cahoots with the anti-American politicians and these people funding this entire invasion. And folks, you have to support places like InfoWars. They are trying to destroy us. What will happen if they come to arrest Alex Jones? What will happen if they claim that because Alex Jones reported on WikiLeaks that he was somehow in cahoots with the Russians and they haul him off and sick us with another multi-million dollar lawsuit? If you're listening, you know the pressure that we're under. You're the only reason we've been able to survive it thus far. And if you want us to continue and not just persist, but expand, but get new shows, but bring on more reporters, but to multiply our effect, we need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com. We need your support. Without it, we will not be here to try as we can to save this
country.
We've
taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield. InfoWarsLife.com.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Decoding the mainstream propaganda. This is The David Knight Show.
Third hour of The David Knight Show begins now, 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. Thank you so much for being with us. It's no surprise to anybody listening to this that InfoWars, well, we're not the biggest fans of Vice News. We're not the biggest fan of BuzzFeed or Huffington Post or any of these communist rags, to be quite honest with you. But, there's a small amount of play. Okay, there's exuding glee at the fact that they are failing at a exponential rate, simply because they have the full support of the entire system, and yet they are still collapsing. They're being injected with hundreds of millions of dollars from billionaire donors and fellow mainstream media establishments, and they still fail. BuzzFeed laying off 15% of its workers, Huffington Post getting rid of entire swaths of their writers and editors. It looks like Vice News has seen the writing on the wall because they did something that I wouldn't have expected them to do. They made a video, a little mini documentary about the black conservative movement that try as it might to portray this movement in a bad light. Well, at least they gave it some exposure. And honestly, it's not that bad of a documentary slanted as it is. I'm going to show you just a couple minutes of it here. And then you can go find the full video. I think it's about 15 minutes long, but let's just take a look. This is Vice News producing a video on Blexit and the black conservative MAGA movement.
Black lives have never, ever, ever mattered to the Democrat Party. Black votes always have.
The Democrat Party have established a house of token niggers. Token niggers.
Democrat Party, they want us to permanently be in a state of fear, racism, white racist Republicans.
They just put a black person in the White House for 8 years. They didn't do anything for us.
Here we go.
Are we such punks that we are so scared to try something different?
The Democrats are very nervous.
They do nothing for you, and that was supposed to be automatic. Not anymore.
I'm curious, like, is this really about the politics? Like, how do we know this is real?
Like, it's legit.
You guys have a beautiful home and a lot of family photos.
Yes. A lot of people said that my family was brainwashing me, and that really bothered me.
I've had people that have known me for 7 to 10 years that have texted me and told me that I have a mental illness.
Ready? All right. Moving out.
For my sister at one time to say that you're a traitor.
A traitor to who?
A traitor to my race.
How do y'all feel about black conservatives?
Like, y'all house Negroes. Like, y'all just trying to please this white man.
These are lost, disturbed, self-loathing people.
Notice that all of those youngsters had caps on.
So I think some people assume this is a play for votes.
Well, I haven't changed, and I'm not going to change.
Voting for Trump is not about being a Republican.
Make America great again is for us, too.
What does it make you feel like when you wear it? It
makes me feel like a proud American.
You have to defend why you voted for Trump.
Hillary Clinton. That's who they wanted us to vote for over Trump.
I am a black gay conservative, and I am proud of that.
We have to start.
So that's Vice. The title of that is "The Young Black Conservatives of Trump's America." They have seen the writing on the wall and are trying to pretend to be at least open-minded. Of course, you have Candace Owens, all sorts of people. It's funny. Somebody asked me recently. They were like, "Well, you know, can you name any like black conservatives?" And I was like, "Sure." And I just start rattling them off, and like I literally hadn't even considered it before. I'm just like, Jesse Lee Peterson, Henry Davis, Ali Alexander. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. The number of like really powerful voices from the black community, you know, speaking on behalf of the MAGA movement. And that's the funny thing is that I mean, I don't know. I don't want to speak for black people, but I find that the racism that's been portrayed in the Republican Party, it's got to be shocking when they show up and they find nothing but love, nothing but acceptance, nothing but happiness that they're a part of the movement.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
Truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
The third hour of The David Knight Show. I am your host, Harrison Smith, sitting in once again for David Knight. Thank you so much for joining us. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. Support this broadcast. Support everything that we do here. Help us not just fight back the censorship, fight back the just vile lies that are spread about us and the legal maneuvers that are based on those lies. We really are just under constant attack, unlike any other media force in the history of America. And that's because, believe it or not, we just love America and we just actually fight for freedom and try to bring you the truth without a partisan spin on it. The only partisan spin that we have is we want people to be free. We want the truth to get out and we want these totalitarian jerks, to be exposed for what they are. Now, this is a continuation. This is a, I guess you could say, side battle of the ongoing civil war within the federal government currently. We have heard from the likes of Steve Miller. There was a anonymous op-ed recently saying that only 15% of Trump's administration is actually actively working to assist him in getting his agenda across. 85% are either actively working to sabotage it or just there to keep their jobs and not helping one way or the other. Now, we had Lindsey Graham and Doug Collins come out and write a letter questioning Roger Stone's arrest, but there are some other very interesting goings on having to do with the FBI. Just, I believe it was on Tuesday, yes, January 29th, 2019, the Office of the Inspector General, the U.S. Department of Justice, quietly released this press release on its website. Investigative summary, findings of misconduct by two senior FBI officials and one retired FBI official while providing oversight on an FBI contract. The Department of Justice, Office of the Inspector General, initiated this investigation upon the receipt of information from the FBI concerning multiple allegations involving an FBI contractor and three FBI officials. The OIG found that as a result of conduct by two current senior FBI officials and one retired FBI official, I won't say Comey, but that's my guess, the FBI contractor engaged in certain inherent governmental activities and contravention to the federal acquisition regulations. Additionally, the OIG found that these three FBI officials did not adhere to the Office of Management and Budget Policy while managing the contractor. Further, the OIG found that the FBI contractor failed to adhere to personal conflict of interest rules under the FAR, the Federal Acquisitions Regulations. The OIG has completed its investigation and provided its report to the FBI for appropriate action. Sure, let the police police themselves. I'm sure they'll get right on that. So this is the Office of the Inspector General coming out and saying that there was mismanagement, there was collusion, there was conspiracy between three senior FBI officials and one of their contractors, or at least one of their contractors. Contractor engaged in certain inherent governmental activities in contravention. So what this means is that instead of going through the correct channels and having the government do what the government has been licensed by the Constitution to do, they farm it out to a contractor. Contractors like CrowdStrike or Fusion GPS. I wonder what is behind this release. It's nice and vague, but it lets us know that there is movement behind the scenes of patriots against the traitors. This is from the Daily Caller. Nellie Orr, wife of Bruce Orr, who is a Justice Department official, well, she told Congress in October that she investigated President Donald Trump's children on behalf of Fusion GPS, the opposition research firm behind the Steele dossier. Orr also testified that during a meeting in July 2016, Christopher Steele passed her husband materials from his infamous dossier. Nellie Orr, who worked as a contractor for Fusion GPS, is looking into Donald Trump Jr. and Ivanka Trump's business dealings and their travels. So there you go. The wife of a Justice Department official was doing research for Fusion GPS. I wonder if that has to do with this contractor corruption that they're talking about. At the same time, from the Epoch Times, you have this exclusive: FBI ignored major lead on Clinton emails. That's what the closed door testimony suggests. Congressional investigators have gathered enough evidence to suggest that the FBI under the Obama administration ignored a major lead in the Clinton email probe, according to transcripts of closed door testimonies of several current and former Bureau officials. So what we're seeing here is nice. It's good to know that somebody is doing something to try to keep the FBI and the spy state in check somehow. Whether this will come of anything, I have my doubts. But it's good to know that something is happening. The problem is we already know what happened. We all sat there and watched James Comey give a television press conference about an ongoing case in which he laid out in black and white, perfectly understandable, common sense vocabulary that Hillary Clinton is a criminal, has engaged in criminally traitorous activities. And then he said, but, you know, we're not going to do anything about it. We're not going to actually punish her. No reasonable prosecutor would bring this to charge because she didn't mean to, because he invented the idea of intent. She said, well, it didn't intend to, so we're not going to punish her. So, like, all of this, like, well, we've researched and we've discovered that the FBI may have acted inappropriately. We know exactly what they did. We know exactly who had them covered up. We know about the plane meeting on the tarmac with Loretta Lynch. We know what she told James Comey. We know that James Comey went out of his way, abused the power of his position to stop an investigation into Hillary Clinton. We know all of this. So sure, let's find out more about the corruption. But frankly, if you've been paying any attention at all, you know exactly what everybody has done. We know exactly where the deals were made, why they were made, and what the outcome has been. And that's more than enough to put these people in jail for a long time. President Trump, when we shouted, lock her up, that was not a joke. It was funny, but it wasn't a joke. It's really what we want to have happen. And I will personally feel like the Trump presidency is a failure if we don't see real action against these people. I will continue to hold faith. We're only halfway through the president's first term. I think he'll get a second one with what's going on with the Democrat Party right now. So he has time, but if he's not making major moves behind the scene, then, it will have been a failure. And if you still are believing Q and the plan, give your head a real hard shake and wake up from your dream. Sitting back and allowing the plan to operate is ridiculous. You are being lulled into sleep while they steal the country out from under you. The president needs our support now more than ever, especially since you have Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer saying that the U.S. intelligence officials need to, quote, stage an intervention with President Donald Trump. So arrest him too, please, because he's literally advocating that the unelected, unaccountable, unknown shadow government of the United States overthrow an elected president. Here's the very interesting thing. When I go to print this article with this headline, spy chiefs need to stage intervention with Trump, Schumer says, I hit print and out comes a story with the headline, Trump repeats Syria, North Korea claims that his aides disputed. It's amazing the level of memory hole tactics that the leftists and the media use now. They accidentally say the truth in their headline, so they go in and secretly, quietly, without an announcement, change the entire tenor of the story to try to hide from you the truth of what's going on. What's going on is that massive, well-funded forces inside and outside this country are engaged in a takedown of the United States, and they're winning.
Listen, I'm just going to tell Lister something right now. I think our best products are Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula with a 95% curcuminoid level that no other company got, nobody else did, because everybody else, they put in a little bit of product, and then they do a bunch of advertising and promote it. The turmeric in this is 95% curcuminoid. Nobody else has that bright yellow school bus color. That's what you're looking for. It's got it. Find out about Body's today at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the best fish oil out there. We have Honor Roll for kids. This concentrated little bitty caplets, gel caplets. We also have for adults the ultimate krill oil that is so pure, so good. We have the ultimate fish oil as well. All three of those, everybody, energy for healthy life, for brain, for heart, these are the best. InfoWarsStore.com. And then don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, we have our newest Turbo Force for folks in the military or doctors or our long-haul truck drivers or airline pilots or whatever. This is the cleanest burning, wide-spectrum, nootropic energy, beyond energy drink, super strong, super healthy, super amazing. Turbo Force, I believe, has become our number one best-selling product. You need to try Turbo Force today.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you're not expanding, you're imploding. There is no set stasis. There is no managed system. There is no uncontinuum. The continuum is always launching forward into the future. So you support us and get creative and get fired up. We won't just be here 100 years. We'll be here forever. We'll turn the whole thing around. Our grandchildren on Mars bases and jump bases and God knows what are going to look back and say, you know, we struggled here. We made it. And that's really where this goes. But yeah, God's got a big war for you ready. And so if you can't face George Soros and Hillary Clinton and Adolf Hitler and Mao Zedong, are you going to really be able to face the other stuff? Because God wants warriors that are smart and are ready to build things and are also ready to fight. You don't go to the next level without getting a big weight put on your back. And I mean, I don't know what's going to happen to me in the future. I mean, all I know is I want to go with the master builder. I want to go to the next level. I want to be with the spirit that I've experienced, not these devil worshipers. They're cold and failed and feels like being in a tomb. I want life. I want Jesus.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to The David Knight Show. Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight. With me in studio is Robert Barnes. You can follow him on Twitter at Barnes_law. It's BARNES_law or at BarnesLawLLP.com. Thank you so much for joining me here.
Hey, glad to be here.
Now, in case you don't know, in case you have not tuned into InfoWars in the last week, Robert Barnes is the lawyer who has taken it upon himself to represent the Covington boys and sue the celebrities and various media outlets and pundits who defamed these boys and lied about them online. That's right. And basically you gave them 48 hours to retract and apologize. What has been, where are we now? Did any of them apologize or are they all getting sued?
Some did. About half of the people that we requested to issue apologies did issue apologies. So even Congresswoman Omar, who's never apologized for anything in her life,
right,
managed to apologize for this and to retract and to delete her offending tweets. And there were, Jake Tapper, corrected himself. Meghan McCain corrected himself. All the National Review people who got this wrong, they corrected themselves. So a whole bunch of people did correct themselves, but some did not. Kathy Griffin corrected half of what she put up. So she took down, she was claiming that the universally known three-point sign,
oh, yes,
basketball, was really a secret Nazi symbol. And so I told her I was going to sue her next week. If she didn't take that down, she did take that down. But she hasn't taken down the doxing attempt. Which is extraordinary. It's like, you're going to publicly call for the doxing of a bunch of kids, and you think there's going to be no consequence for that? So, she's still getting sued. The same is true for Matthew Dowd, who used to be based here in Austin. The same is true for Anna Navarro, who issued a partial correction.
Please sue her as hard as you possibly can.
She's so fake. These fake Republicans involved in fake news, spreading lies and libels about a bunch of kids. The other people, Senator, the fake Indian, Senator Warren, is likely to be sued.
Excellent.
She's issued false statements and hasn't corrected. The new congressman from New Mexico, Howland, is likely to be sued. So the variety of people that are still going to be sued, including celebrities, including prominent politicians, including Maggie Haberman of the New York Times, including prominent media personalities. And we're still on pace for that. They have been sent, intent to sue demand letters. And there's now the offer before was just delete your tweet and apologize, correct,
right,
retract, no problem. Now the offer is different. The offer is delete your Twitter account, your Kathy Griffin. You know, that'd be an okay settlement. There were some people who did. There were some people who, there was some Huffington Post was going to get sued and then they fired the people who wrote the offending articles. Maybe it's a coincidence. Maybe it's not. But the same, and then there was, one prominent CNN personality. I think it was Kirsten Powers, who she deleted her Twitter account for the time being, or at least the app.
Now, what about Nathan Phillips? What about this so-called veteran, this sort of fake stolen valor, quote-unquote Marine? I mean, it all sort of starts with him, and what he's saying are just blatant lies. Is there any legal action against him?
There's people that may take legal action against him, but it's not my inclination to do so. I see him as a tool. I don't see him as the operator. I don't see him as the instigator in the sense that he doesn't have the media platform to spread this lie.
Right.
So he can get up there and talk about how he's really, fought in Vietnam when he didn't. He can talk about how he came home from Vietnam and they were spitting on him. Not unless they're really upset at the refrigerator being fixed wrong.
Right.
The guy's clearly a fake, a phony, a fraud at multiple levels. But to me, he's inconsequential because the libel here, the harm here was caused by those with big social media platforms.
Right. That makes perfect sense. So how does this work? I don't know much about the legal process. Are they now in like a, what's the term? You know, an umbrella suit where they're all one treated as one plaintiff, basically? Or?
Potentially, they could all be there could be a class of plaintiffs and could be a class of defendants. In all likelihood, we'll probably bring them as separate claims, but join together in the same court system.
Okay.
So what tends to happen is you might file 5 or 6 or 8 actions, and then you say they're related to one another, and they consolidate those actions for the purposes of judicial economy and efficiency. But each have different defenses available to them. Each of the plaintiffs have different claims. So, I mean, in the sense of what Kathy Griffin did was dox or threatened to dox. That's different than what Elizabeth Warren did, which was repeat a lie.
Okay, so they can't all be under one lawsuit then.
Correct. They're all basically going to be, they may be joined together for what they call consolidation purposes, but not legally part of the exact same claim.
Okay. It would be fun to see all of them having to line up in the courtroom all at once.
I think the judges are likely to do that.
So I think the only
separation will be that the politicians have certain defenses.
Right.
So we're going to be challenging for the first time whether congressmen can lie and libel after the passage of certain legislation that happened in the mid-90s. So the congressmen, apparently some really believe, in fact, a lawyer went on Tucker Carlson and claimed that all congressmen are immune from libel. That they can just get up there and lie no matter what. So it's like, yeah, I get elected to Congress that, you know, my vendetta against my ex-wife, I can go boom, 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 boom. That's, in my view, that's not the law. And there's law that supports me on that position, but it's going to be a new issue. And so this is a good case to test that. Can the Congress members, can senators, can representatives just lie and libel about whomever they want, whenever they want, wherever they want, outside the confines of their congressional duties or official obligations? I don't think they can. But this case is going to test that and establish that precedent. And it'll be an important precedent. Not only for people on the political right who are being harassed by those with institutional left power, but for any ordinary American not to be lied and libeled about by someone with the power and the platform of a elected congressman or senator.
Yeah, definitely so. Now, what about, will there be any legal backlash to Twitter from this? Because, you know, I think this could be a powerful tool against Twitter that says, hey, if you don't police your people, you will also be liable for the libel, libel for the libel. Is that something that's happening in this case?
It's possible. Twitter is clearly being inconsistent in their application of their terms of service.
Right.
I'm one of the few lawyers in the country that has sued Twitter, but it is far from easy. So the Twitter, because of the way they've interpreted Section 230, which Section 230 was designed to allow social media tech apps to just expand dramatically and for the United States to have a disproportionate share of the world market. It was not intended for Twitter to act like a publisher, or for Facebook to act like a publisher, or for YouTube to act like a publisher, or for Google to act like a publisher, all of whom are. So Apple and Samsung are coordinating and colluding with these other big tech social media engines to suppress, censor, and shame speech they dislike so that the audience doesn't have access to them, because it's about the audience.
Right.
I mean, I'll be able to speak wherever I'm at. The question is whether the ordinary person gets to hear them. So they're not scared of what Alex Jones has to say. They're scared of people being able to hear what Alex Jones has to say. And they're scared of people's own faculties, their own abilities to reason, their own abilities to make determinations and decisions. So Twitter is clearly being, again, hypocritical and inconsistent in their own purported terms of service. They are, again, really applying a publisher's privilege while claiming that they are not a publisher for liability purposes. And so at some point in some place, the question is when to sue them. But frankly, there needs to be a legislative solution, because the judicial branch believes Section 230 of the law that was passed to protect social media platforms that were not acting as publishers basically inoculates and immunizes everybody from any kind of suit. So they're the toughest people to sue. So I've tried. Right. I've tried multiple occasions, but it's very, very difficult.
Yeah, well, they have all of the appropriate politicians in their pocket and on their side, so I can't imagine that's an easy, giant to have to take on.
And imagine that through their information gathering, information that they have on these.
I'm sure.
So it's frightening. They have Hoover-esque power in their ability, because Twitter admitted they're spying on people's direct messages.
Oh, of course.
The Facebook has admitted they've shared them with a range of people, private messages. So you can just imagine what they've done in other contexts of how they've sort of manipulated the political and legal process and their particular power and social media monopolies in order to be able to extract and extort whatever they want from whomever they want in the political arena.
It's a total mafia, mob mentality that they have there in Silicon Valley. They literally just think that they can float above everybody else and dictate what we're allowed to see and hear. It's absolutely ridiculous. Thank God Robert Barnes is fighting against them. More on the other side.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever.
Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us, and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros and the globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, folks, we're back with Robert Barnes, Twitter at Barnes_law. His website is Barnes Law LLP. Now, you have been known, the AP has you, quote, has you as America's most successful political gambler. Is this a gamble that you're taking right now, or is this a sure thing? Is this a slam dunk?
It's definitely a gamble. So the, I mean, what people in the libel legal space would tell you is that it's very hard to win libel case, just libel claims in general. It's very hard to sue big, powerful people who are going to be lined up with big lawyers. And that, so even though on paper what they did to the ordinary person is clearly wrong,
right,
you have to get through the judge. and to be able to get through the judge to get to the jury is usually the hard part. And the institutional prejudice and the institutional power is all on their side of the equation. So you're the outsider coming in, the underdog. You're fighting a case that doesn't have clear and easy precedent on your side.
Right.
Where the judge recognizes, hey, all the political juice is on that side of them. Mm. Those are the celebrities. Those are the big media folks. Those are the big politicians. And so even if it's a place like Covington, Kentucky, where the terrain can be a little more fair, a little bit more equal, they're still accustomed to dominating. And they're going to have big corporate lawyers that they spend millions of dollars on.
Oh, of course.
So the, you know, let's say we sue in the end about 7 or 8 people. They're going to collectively spend $5 to $6 million in their defense.
Wow.
So that's a lot of legal power. That's a lot of legal capital. That's a lot of political power, a lot of political capital.
Oh, and I'm sure there are, you know, partisan lawyers who will do it pro bono. I'm sure they're going to be flooded with money and lawyers and all this sort of stuff from supporters.
Precisely. And they have the institutional media capital behind them.
Of course, yeah.
So between all of that, usually they're accustomed to prevailing and doing what they want.
Also, I don't know. I'm speculating, but you can tell me, would this set a precedent that could be damaging to them down the line? So they're going to fight it even harder.
Exactly. This case could reestablish the boundaries of social media space statements that can be made by the institutional establishment press.
Wow.
And by the powerful social media presences, including the big celebrities and the big media folks. So for that reason, they're going to do everything possible to defeat it. So the way I put it is, we're an underdog, but you know, I'm David and I got a rock and I got a good sling.
Right.
So we'll see how it goes.
So what are the, what's the outcome you're looking for? What are some of the potential outcomes? What would be the punishment levied on these people?
The punishment could range. So the family is mostly about all the families just want to set the record straight. They want their kids' future protected. They want an adjudication and a judicial record that what happened here was that their kids were defamed and libeled and these kids didn't do anything wrong. So their objective is not a monetary recovery. Their objective is not public prominence. Their objective is not fame. Their objective is protecting their children because that's the kind of families that they are, the kind of parents that they are. Even though these parents have been defamed and libeled all across the political media, social media space.
Yeah.
So that's the first objective. But the consequence could be anywhere from injunctive and declaratory relief, equitable relief, to monetary relief. I mean, in Gawker's case, when a jury saw what these people were capable of doing,
took down the whole company.
It was over $100 million. They could bankrupt them.
Yeah.
So that's always a possibility in this. If they continue to fight it and contest it and refuse to accept responsibility and accountability like Gawker did when they refused to accept accountability and responsibility, a logical and fair consequence could be the bankrupting of their personal financial lives.
Well, and that would be the necessary impetus to get them to think twice before they just tweet something out totally.
Exactly. Remember what happened to Kathy Griffin. Remember what happened to Matthew Dowd. Remember what happened to Anna Navarro. Remember what happened to Maggie Haberman. Remember what happened to the guys at the Huffington Post who had their whole opinion department fired and canned rather than face lawsuit in this case.
Yeah.
So it sends a message that they hopefully will hear, that will hopefully resonate, that they'll think twice before they get out and lie and libel about a bunch of kids or any other group of people that just happen to be their political ideological adversaries.
Yeah. And so, will this be tried in Covington, Kentucky? Is that?
Absolutely. That's where the suit's going to be brought. Okay. So I'm sure they may, even if they try to remove it from state court to federal court, I don't think they will be able to successfully to do that. But even if they do that, that also there's a special division right in Covington.
Okay.
So whether it's state court or federal court, it's going to be a Covington jury who hears this case.
Wow. Yeah. I'm sure the families are trapped between a rock and a hard place where they want to just put it behind them, but at the same time, all this information is still out there. They got to do something to fight back against it. And the big problem is that, you know, you announced this on InfoWars. You announced the list of people that you were going to sue or that now are being sued, if they haven't retracted. And, you know, if all that comes from the case is they have to come out and retract and media coverage is the only sort of punishment that's levied on them, well, the media companies can kind of just mention it and then brush it aside. So it's super important that, like, you get your message out and that this gets out and embarrasses them. And the punishment has to be that they are shamed for doing this, you know, on the media. And if nobody's talking about it, then that doesn't happen. So how important is outreach to the media for your case or for this outcome?
Well, for example, this is the kind of case that 20 years ago, the establishment narrative could have been told without any pushback.
Right.
And these kids could have had their lives destroyed overnight by the establishment press, by the established political powers that be. And it's only because of people like InfoWars and Alex Jones, only because of people in the independent press who were able to expose the truth that these kids had been lied about, these kids had been libeled, these kids had been defamed, their family and their local community libeled and lied about and defamed, that there was this pushback that allowed the actual public record to be fully established.
Yeah.
So, but for all of what people are doing in the independent media space, these kids' lives would have been ruined. at the age of 15 or 16, or in some cases 12 or 13, because they took one trip to Lincoln Memorial and didn't push back against a bunch of people taunting them and attacking them.
Oh, well, they didn't kowtow. They didn't bow down or slink away in shame of their whiteness. I mean, that's essentially what their crime was. And they've been, as you say, just slandered and libeled and under total threat. Now, are any of those part of this case, or any of those like threats that were made? I don't think any prominent people really made threats. That those would have been a little bit lower down. So are those something that needs to be handled elsewhere?
Reza Aslan did say that their faces were very punchable. Yes. So he's likely to get sued.
He might eat their brains.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. I don't even want to think about that imagery. But yes, and then you had a prominent Hollywood director who asked for these kids to be put into a wood chipper.
Yeah.
You had people who suggested they be put into the school system, a prominent DJ in LA who suggests they be put into a is kept in school and a fire be lit.
Yep.
You had people calling for school shootings. So those people who have not retracted that and corrected that and remedied that do face lawsuits.
Okay. And those weren't, I mean, we saw people show up in Covington to protest, to intimidate. So, I mean, these weren't just idle chatter threats. These were potentially actionable if somebody of, you know, sway and insanity were to take them up on that offer.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they had actual suspicious packages show up. They had to shut down the school twice. Homeland Security is now providing security for the school. My offices had bomb threats. People tried to do fake credit reports to impact my credit score. People tried to do fake reviews on my law on sites that review lawyers to try to lower my law review site. People were trying to hack my social media accounts, personal professional. Yeah. So it was the whole score of things. So it's the nature of the animal, and it's what they unleashed, and it's what they greenlit. What the media did is they sent a message to everybody out there that, hey, if you're a little bit crazy, go and take it out on these Covington kids so we can send a message.
Yeah.
I mean, it goes all the way back to when the media started justifying Antifa, pretending that they were like equivalent to the people, to the World War II vets.
Oh my God.
It's like, no. These are like the crazy communists that were on the streets in the 1930s that led to World War II.
Exactly.
That's who these kids are. Exactly.
Yeah.
That's their mentality. That's their mindset. They attack innocent kids. They attack innocent people repeatedly and regularly. And that's the great threat. And so once they started greenlighting, wouldn't you have Maggie Haberman, lead reporter of the New York Times, go out and tell the world, hey, it's okay to go after these kids. These kids should at least be expelled.
Yeah.
Then you can imagine what the consequences could have been. And so that's why they need to face consequences in front of a jury of 12 ordinary everyday folks from Covington who can explain to them why what they did was wrong.
Right. They need that sometimes. They're Absolutely. Literally in this manufactured reality where they think they're untouchable. They think they can't be, you know, talked back against, or else, you know, that person needs to go to jail. It's totally insane. Where can people find you, and how can they support this all-important free speech case?
Sure. The website is BarnesLawLLP, P as in Peter, .com. And then there's also @Barnes_law on Twitter. And we are going to be setting up I've gotten inundated with people who want to volunteer.
Yeah.
People want to help out. People want to contribute in some way, their services, their skills, their capability. So we're going to be setting up an independent website, talking to an independent foundation that's going to be set up to monitor and manage libel suits across the country to protect people from this happening to any other kids in the future. Not only the Covington kids getting remedy, but making sure this can't happen to anyone else that's out there. So we're building that, and we will be announcing it on the Barnes Law LLP website, where you can find ways to help and volunteer. And I appreciate the I've received thousands of emails and messages. We are getting back to them as we can.
Excellent. And you can stay tuned to InfoWars. We will be covering it. Thank you so much, Robert Barnes.
Let it be here.
You're imploding. There is no set stasis. There is no managed system. There is no uncontinuum. The continuum is always launching forward into the future. So you support us and get creative and get fired up. We won't just be here 100 years. We'll be here forever. We'll turn the whole thing around. Our grandchildren on Mars bases and jump bases and God knows what are going to look back and say, you know, we struggled here. We made it. And that's really where this goes. But yeah, God's got a big war for you ready. And so if you can't face George Soros and Hillary Clinton and Adolf Hitler and Mao Zedong, are you going to really be able to face the other stuff? Because God wants warriors that are smart and are ready to build things and are also ready to fight. You don't go to the next level without getting a big weight put on your back. And I mean, I don't know what's going to happen to me in the future. I mean, all I know is I want to go with the master builder. I want to go to the next level. I want to be with the spirit that I've experienced, not these devil worshipers. They're cold and failed and feels like being in a tomb. I want life. I want Jesus.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Last segment of The David Knight Show on this, the 31st of January 2019. It is Thursday. I'm Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight. And in this last segment, I want to talk about the undermining of our social fabric itself. We've talked this whole show about the way that these anti-American traitors within our country and the anti-American activists outside of our country are working to bring down the United States, working to overthrow the United States and deprive us of our ability to have actual representation in our government. We've been through all of that. Now let's get to the social aspects of it. The aspect that is bringing down America by weakening our resolve, by eliminating the natural order of things, eliminating the natural reality that exists around us and replacing it with a manufactured one that benefits, benefits them and suits their agenda. Now, there is a fantastic report on this that you can find on Infowars.com. It's called California Pushes Bill to Teach Elementary Kids About Different Sexual Orientations. They are going to create a new comprehensive sex education curriculum and a proposal to teach gender theory to kindergartners. Gee, I wonder what the outcome of that will be. Oh, what's that? They're doing it in UK already? From the Telegraph, teachers align on gender spotting. Furor as classroom training drives 200% rise in kids as young as six changing sex. Teachers are now being taught to spot potential transgender students in the classroom, with experts claiming the move has contributed to 236% surge in the number of kids wanting to change sex in just the past 3 years. The training has been conducted by gender identity experts, oh good, in public and private primary and secondary schools under the guise of professional standards of development. It involves teachers learning to identify key phrases such as, I feel different, and I'm androgynous, and I'm born with two spirits, as indicating transgender leanings in students as young as five. Exclusive figures obtained by the Daily Telegraph show already this year, hospitals have referred 74 kids aged 6 to 16 to gender dysphoria clinics geared to help children and adolescents transition. In 2015, the number was 22, and in 2013, it was 2. This is not a natural occurrence. This is being forced on our children through the education system, through training teachers and saying, it's really for their own good. Their hateful, bigoted parents won't let them be what they want them to be. So it's your job as the teacher to undermine the parents and believe the child when he says, I feel different. You tell him it's because you're really a girl. Then put him in a dress, send him to a doctor, put him on drugs, chop his willy off, inject him full of hormones, prevent him from going through surgery, ruin his entire life because he said he feels different. This is absurd. This is insane, and yet it's happening in UK. It's clearly, the numbers show unquestionably that this is increasing the rate at which people think they are transgender. We have no idea what the psychological outcome of this will be down the road. Here's what I do know. It's not going to be good. It's not good for these kids. This isn't helping anyone. That's not the point of this program. This program is trying to undermine the very nature in which we exist. Our very mindset, our very connection with reality is being undermined at its most basic level. Do you know what the word undermine means? It means when you approach a wall of a city and you're trying to sack that city and you cannot get through the wall or over the wall, and you can't knock the wall down, you dig underneath it until it's so unsteady that it collapses. We're being undermined. They're digging tunnels beneath our society, and the entire foundation is starting to shift, is starting to slide, as if it's built on sand and will now collapse about us. They are undermining our society. Here is a video that is the perfect example of this. This is from the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. I have no idea what show it's from. Not necessary to know to fully appreciate this clip. Let's play this clip, and guys, keep your finger on the pause button because I will have something to say.
Mommy?
Yes, sweetie?
What am I going to be when I grow up?
Oh, well, I think first you'll achieve your dream of being a doctor. But then the ocean currents will change course, and there'll be waves of mass migration. And
yeah, let's go ahead and pause it right there. Shall we? So she says, what will I be when I grow up? And the mother says, well, you'll be a doctor just like you wish. You know, I would add, you know, it's going to be a lot harder to be a doctor because, you know, the Canada healthcare system doesn't pay doctors well since it's public. So they've been importing doctors from India. So sure, go to your Canadian university if you can get in. I mean, you are white, so, you know, there's that. So if you get into the university and if you make it through and just take on the incredible amounts of debt that are required to go to medical school, well, then you're not going to be able to get a job in Canada because they're bringing in doctors that don't speak English from India and Malaysia and these types of places. Trust me, folks, there's videos of people freaking out going, why does no one in this hospital speak English in Canada? So, no, you won't be able to get a well-paying job. You won't be able to get a job at all as a doctor in Canada because of the socialist healthcare. If you do manage to get a job, you'll be being paid so little you'll never pay off the debts that you procured from your time in university. And then she says, then the ocean currents will shift. Okay, so that's like the ignition of all of the bad things she's about to talk about. And recognize that the reason they use things like global warming or like the ocean currents shifting as being the underlying cause of all this problems is because you can't do anything about that. They want you to think that these problems that she's about to lay out are something that you can't do anything about. Well, the ocean currents shifted. What are you going to do? Go out with a paddle and push them back? Nope. You just have to resign yourself and your fate to the, what did she say? Waves of migrants? oh, gee, is that what? I didn't realize that the oceans had already shifted their currents. You know, I mean, Justin Trudeau doesn't think that Canada actually has a culture. He actually is bringing on waves and waves and waves of migrants from the third world. Did the oceans change current already and I just missed it? Or is this already going on and you're trying to put it off on something else as if it's something you can't control? And oh, the migrants are just fleeing global warming because Americans won't pay more in taxes. It's all bullcrap, and they call us fear-mongering. This is fear-mongering. They're literally saying that the migrants will be caused by changing ocean tides. You're already being flooded with migrants, you idiots. It has nothing to do with the climate. It's a plan that they've talked about for decades that they're now enacting on purpose. It's your politicians, you fools. Let's go back to the clip.
And crop failure, and you'll end up as a scavenger sifting through piles of garbage for food and raw materials. And then, after the final war, when Daddy and I are long dead, the people of your sewer tribe will catch an incurable cold, and you'll be the person who cradles the bodies as they die. Sweet dreams, honey.
Hey, at least that part's accurate. At least they have an accurate projection into the future of what the world is going to be like if we allow these liberals to continue to brainwash and just mind control the entire population. Oh no, the ocean tides changed. We better flood your country with millions and millions of incompatible people. And then we have to say that there is no core identity, no mainstream in Canada. Those qualities are what makes us the first post-nation state. So here's CBC, the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, similar to the BBC in Britain. This is the state-run media corporation trying to tell you that it's going to be climate change that's causing all the problems that they're actively causing as we speak. You are going to be lucky if you're a scavenger in the future. You might want to practice now, young lady, by putting on a hijab and subjugating yourself to the nearest man, because that is your future. Your future is a third world hellhole imported by your very own government and by the billionaires that control them, because they see you as nothing more than a consumer unit, as nothing more than an economic node. And they find that it's easier to control you if you're poorer. It's easier to dominate you if they get rid of you and replace you with somebody from an incompatible culture. You know, right now there are Chinese neighborhoods in Canada that are rioting against the fact that so many Muslim immigrants are pushing out the Chinese culture in Canada. This is how gone Canada is. This is how far gone the liberal paradise of Canada is. Yeah, good luck, young lady. Go become a doctor and then find that you should have paid attention to what your country was doing, what your politicians were laying out for you 20 years ago. Because by the time that young girl becomes a doctor, it will be far too late. That dystopian hellscape that they're describing will not be the result of climate change. It is the result of what they're actively doing right now.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost,
The crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.